The middle layer of the poly crisis is all about politics, media, business, inequality, economics and growth, technology and education. Techno-optimism is a problem here, claiming that technology will drive change and that we are making progress. But this abdicates responsibility and creates a misleading narrative of no behavioural change. To address it, we need more honest, transparent and joined-up political discourse, a media and business community to match, an economic framework connected to the well-being of people and the planet, ecocide laws that have teeth, and a shrinking gap in equality. The core of the poly crisis is all about thinking and values. 23 inner development goals cover what is needed. 1. Being. That's inner compass, integrity and authenticity, openness and learning mindset, self-awareness and presence. 2. Thinking. Critical thinking, complexity awareness, perspective skills, sense-making and long-term orientation. 3. Relating. Appreciation, connectedness, humility, empathy and compassion. 4. Collaborating. Communication skills, co-creation skills, inclusive mindset and intercultural competence, trust and mobilisation skills. And 5. Acting. Courage, creativity, optimism and perseverance. What's good about it? This all boils down to a respect for all people, the environment and, crucially, the truth. The author concludes that the truth is the single most critical lever and shows how a single case of dishonesty in politics, media or business tells us that we can never trust that person or institution again. ESG, environmental and social governance, looked like a positive step at first, but now has 160 bills in 37 states against it in the USA, and is often so superficially assessed that it can be worth nothing at all. One of the most powerful questions that can be asked of businesses is, if the world economy started transitioning towards sustainability, would this be a net threat or opportunity for this business? If it's a threat, then it's an urgent priority to change the business model, otherwise all actions will be hopelessly conflicted. The super-rich should actually be called the over-rich. As of August 2024, the richest 10 people in the world had $1.7 trillion. And unless we tackle spiritual poverty among these people, we can never eradicate physical poverty. A quote to end from James Baldwin, the American writer and civil rights activist from 1962. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. What you have to watch? Nothing. This is a comprehensive review of the issues that confront the planet and practical suggestions about what we can do about it.